Hello, hello. You are listening to the new titled Grok This podcast. If you've listened to my past episodes, you know that it was originally titled the Jossum Life podcast, but I decided to kind of spontaneously change the title of the name. I think this will maybe be a better branding, kind of separate from my blog. Just a quick description, what the word grok means. So grok means to understand completely and intuitively. Now, it was actually one of my favorite words when I was in high school because my stepdad told me about it. And it just sounded funny. It sounds very funny. It does. And the definition kind of intrigued me. To understand perfectly, to understand fully. So I guess that's kind of what I want to do in this podcast. Now, I don't think I'll ever understand anything completely and fully, but that's kind of the goal here. That's kind of the journey that I hope that I can take you, my listeners, and myself on, so we can kind of better understand the world one podcast at a time. Now, so today's podcast is going to be, hopefully, I can make this a bit shorter, but I'm going to talk about binary decisions, binary thinking, zeros and ones, yes and no, this or that. But first, a quick word from my sponsors. So I truly believe that humanity's shortcoming often comes when we as a society egregiously assume positions of binary thinking, and we incorrectly think that decisions we make are binary, as in the only decisions we can make are zero or one, no or yes, or this or that. Now, if you listened to my last podcast, you will know that I'm like had a lot of life dilemmas about what I should do for my career and vocation, especially because I had to select courses for university. And I was thinking either whether to just completely drop out of the business school and be a philosopher and be a Buddhist monk and dive into my reading and my contemplation, or should I just continue school because I love finance and economics and be an investment banker on Wall Street. And I think the main flaw I made in deciding what to do is I was thinking too binary. I was thinking too zeros or ones, you know. I think in a lot of times in life, it's never just clear cut this direction and that direction, you know, except for in computer science or maths and hard sciences. Life is never just zeros and ones. It's not binary. So I was thinking too binary in the sense that I could only be an investment banker or I could only be a philosopher. And if you listen to my last podcast, you'll know that I kind of came to this cross in between, and hopefully I can be a Buddhist banker in the future. That's kind of my dream goal. But, you know, Aristotle talks very much about this. He talks about the golden mean, which is like the perfect cross bridge between the vices and virtues. You know, his golden mean theory, Aristotle has a virtue theory where he talks about how to be happy, man should strive to have these 11 virtues. Some of the virtues should be, you know, bravery, generosity, being honest, conscientious, kind of like industrious. And those are the virtues, but he also says that the vices, you know, are also part of the equation. You know, the vice of bravery is rashness or kind of ignorance. Truthful vice is boastful, or you're too honest, too frank. And he says that the golden mean is that you have to find a perfect, cross in between the virtues and the vices, because if you're too virtuous or you're too honest, well, you're kind of just an asshole. You know, there is room for white lies. Or if you have too much bravery, you're too much virtuous in your bravery, well, you're actually just boastful or kind of ignorant in your own capabilities, and you might end up, you know, getting yourself killed. So the golden mean is this kind of perfect cross between virtues and vices. And again, it's not binary. It's not you're either brave or you're cowardly. It's more like the golden mean is maybe 0.5 or 0.6. It's different for individuals. It's not that you're just honest or you're a liar, because everyone is honest in most situations, hopefully. We strive to be an honest, have this honesty virtue, but there is room for lies. It's not one, as in you're just an honest person, or zero, you're a liar, because, you know, Immanuel Kant kind of talks about the categorical imperative, where he says we should follow these true maxims all the time as part of his ethics theory. And I don't advocate for his deontology theory, because I don't think it's binary. I don't think it should just be, if you believe that lying is bad, that you should just never lie. It's not ones or zeros. It's not binary. It's not yes or no. Because what if, you know, Nazis come up to your door and knock at your door and say, hey, are you hiding Jews in your basement? Immanuel Kant would say, if you believe lying is a vice as a binary thinker, then you should never lie in that situation as part of his maxims. And you would tell the German Nazi, yes, I am hiding Jews. But the golden mean theory of Aristotle says, yes, we have these virtues and vices, and we want to lean towards the virtues, as in honesty, bravery, friendliness, spirited, benevolent people. But there is room to be in the golden mean, in between the zero and one, in between yes or no. Now, there's a lot of ways we can apply this golden mean theory, and I think it's important that we fully realize how important it is to not think simply in yes or no's. I mean, I'll just give some quick examples of just my past few months so far at Villanova, in my second semester as a sophomore. So again, as I mentioned earlier, I was debating about being a banker or a philosopher. And again, it's not zeros or ones. I can find a golden mean where I can kind of find the cross and the interdisciplinary studies between the two, which is kind of what I super am interested in right now, how I can find the cross and build bridges between economics and markets and efficiency, between the philosophy and humanities aspect. You know, just the other day, I was told by my advisor at university that I couldn't take a summer course because it overlapped with my study abroad program, where I'm going to Hong Kong in the summer. And she said, I can't take that summer class, which is an accounting class. And I took that and I said, no, I'm going to, you know, kind of find maybe a different answer. I'm going to ask around, ask other professors if I can kind of find a loophole. It's just kind of more aware of that, you know, if someone gives you a yes or no answer, they're probably, you know, if an ultimatum answer, yes or no, they're probably thinking too binary. Even in examples in poker, you know, poker is full of uncertainty. And if you think too binary and you're too certain about your own skill, you don't factor in the luck aspect of poker. Even in situations of studying at university, you know, it's not that if you get an A, you're just good, and if you get an F, you're just a zero bad. There's so much in between, and there's so much more to it than just a zero and a one. So it's important to, I think it's important to realize that when we are too fixated on these binary thinking decisions, we kind of trap ourselves and not open up opportunities. Because if you think binary, then you only have two options. But if you open up your perspective and realize that there's so many different opportunities in between the zeros and ones, and there's so many different routes you can take to achieve what it is that you want to accomplish, the certain goals. Now, again, if I want to be a philosopher, I don't have to only study philosophy in university. I can choose to study a little bit of economics, and that might help fuel my passion for philosophy in certain areas. I can learn the history of markets. Or if I do want to be a banker, it's okay to take other interdisciplinary studies like philosophy, so I can better understand, you know, the purpose of what I want to do in terms of banking. So I'll cut it short there because I don't want to make these podcast episodes all too long, but I hope that I was able to shed some light on this topic of Aristotle's golden mean and help you make better decisions, whether it is you are having life dilemmas like I was, or if you're just making simple decisions, but big or small. And I hope that you can find your golden mean in terms of life. Good luck and have a good life.